You're listening to Strictly Business Podcast with Lindsay Williams.
The JSE has closed, so it's time for the 5 o'clock shadow with Greg Davies, Chief Trader at Kratos Capital. And this podcast is proudly brought to you by Sharenet.co.za. Greg, I'm going to break with recent tradition and go straight into the numbers because it's interesting. There's been a split decision on the JSE today, domestic versus Rand hedge stocks, so-called. Here we go. Banks down 1 2/3%, financials down 0.9%, industrial shares 0.5% weaker. Retailers getting some stick, and there's a story behind that one, which Greg will impart in a moment. Down 2.25% for the retailers. Resources, here we go, the other way now. Up 1.2%, gold's up 2.25%, platinum's up 1.4%. The all share itself, 0.25% higher at 55,829, and the value traded 19.7. 2 days ago, 14.8. Yesterday, 17.2. Today, 19.7 billion rand. A nice upward trend, I think. The rand on a downward trend, 14.40 against the US dollar, nearly 19 now against the British pound. The pound bouncing back for some extraordinary reason. 16.27 is the euro rand, and the euro dollar is exactly 1.13. The gold price up 6 to 13.07. The platinum price up $9 an ounce to 844. Greg Davies, give me the FTSE and the Dow Jones, if you would. I forgot to write them down. Give us the exact latest price on the Dow Jones, if you can.
Yes, the Dow at the moment, 197 points better, 25,751.
Gosh, that's a nice move. And the FTSE in London, last print I saw, it was up very slightly.
Yes, we're up 9 points there, 7,161.
Very good. Okay, Greg, we had results out today from Mpact. We had results out today from a company called Libstar. There was Sun International and Grand Parade. And there was one other one as well, and I can't quite remember what it was. But anyway, give us the ones that were featured on Stock Exchange News Service today on ShareNet, if you would. Start with Mpact, the results.
Yeah, Mpact results hop past 8 this morning. The share price up slightly, up 0.5%, 23.63 rand. This is a share that's been as high as 50 rand. Came out, you know, listed and came out the starting blocks very, very strongly, but has drifted between 20, sort of 20 and 25 for feels like 18 months now. So these sort of results, not moving it. And actually, a decent opening was up 4% at one point, and then pulled back. The volume, 179,000 shares, just over 4 million rand. So again, the smaller caps doing light volume on the JSE.
Growth Point, the bluest of blue chips of the property sector of the JSE Securities Exchange, after last year's torrid time where the index itself fell over 25%. I think you would have been relatively safe being in Growth Point. These are the interim results to the end of December. How did they do?
Yes, reasonably good numbers. I think indicating that there, you know, there is a bit of stress in the REIT space. But as you say, if you're going to be in one of these property stocks, which is South Africa focused, Growth Point is blue chip. The share price up 1% at 24.73 rand. Some quite good volume there. 10 million shares, 250 million rand. So also had a peak just after the opening, and then as the afternoon drew on, it gave up some of its ground that it had made up in the morning.
What about Grand Parade? We spoke about that this morning on the opening. We talked about Baskin-Robbins and Dunkin' Donuts. They're getting rid of that and essentially focusing on Burger King and a couple of other things as well. Very, very messy though, Greg.
Yeah, lots of bits and pieces all over the place. The share price finishing at 2.65 rand, also along the way off its highs around about 5 rand. Today's opening was at 2.55, so it did pick up some buyers in the last hour or so of trade, but also, again, light volume, 150,000 shares, that's 400,000 rand. It's, you know, it's really, really small. I mean, if you put that into dollar terms, it's tiny. It seems odd that it's got so many different brands.
Divide that by the price of a Whopper. Oh, sorry. Yeah, is it a Whopper? Yes, Burger King has the Whopper. If you divide that 400,000 by a Whopper meal, it's not that many, really.
Yeah, my personal preference is the Tex-Mex with the chilies. Yeah, that's a bit of Mountain Dew, and I'll always be a loyal customer on that side.
Sun International Limited business update and trading statement. You mentioned this morning that they put in the fact that there had been a 1% increase in VAT, and you said it's a little bit desperate for people to start bringing in a 1% VAT rise when you're really a luxury good, a discretionary spend here, Greg.
Yes, and I mean, it did give us a few more details A bit more comforting, kind of we're making losses, but not as big as last year type of losses. The share price responding positively, up 3.4%, up around 93 to 57.54 rand, 27 million rands with the shares trading. So some decent volume there. Well, you know, this was also one of the superstars. It's gone off the board. As you say, it's a lot of discretionary spend. You know, a lot of people are betting to pay the medical aid. They've got very little time to go to the casino these days.
On the other hand, you could look at it this way. I remember a long time ago in London as a teenager thinking, goodness me, I really need to pay my mum back because I've frittered away the loan that she gave me. And I remember going to a casino in order to try and make it back. Maybe some people have that attitude.
Yeah, you know, not a place which I hang out a lot, but you do see a lot of envelopes being opened there and people having, you know, probably got an element of excitement to it, which, you know, for me, being in front of the screen all day trading stocks, you know, that takes care of that urge. I like when the odds are a little bit more in my favor. I've never been a gambler, but certainly it's got a cult following.
Yes, we'll talk about your gambling instincts with your magic crystal towards the end of this interview, Greg. One of the things that was a feature of Sun International's results was impairments of certain operations in Panama, and also the fact that Sun City's not doing so well, so there was an impairment associated with that facility. And Sun City's been in the news today, Greg. When you look at the numbers that I read out at the beginning of the podcast, retailers was down 2.25%. Merrill Lynch are at Sun City at the moment, doing Sun City a bit of a favour. And talking about the retail sector, tell us more, please.
Yeah, it was an interesting move in Mr. Price, which is kind of the nice pass of the retail sector, really. And the big daddy there, market cap of $51 billion. And it, out of the blue, Mr. Price share price, which started the day quite strong. We saw a morning high of 214.97. Suddenly, as the afternoon drew on, it suddenly saw some sellers. And then we sort of pieced together someone who was aware that there was a conference at Sun City and Mr. Price were presenting to some investors of Merrill Lynch, Bank of America Merrill Lynch. And so I think what my understanding is that the management were super honest with those investors, and sometimes that doesn't pay off.
Sorry, no, honest management in a South African boardroom, given the recent history, surely you jest.
Yes, I mean, I may be honest, but I think probably emphasizing that the headwinds and all of these things and these 1% VATs and all of these things are causing them problems. Mm. And perhaps sort of underlying the things that we already knew from the results, but maybe just driving that story home and that making investors uncomfortable. So that started to sell off at Mr. Price, and then the retailers all came off, the retail index, as we were saying, down 2.25%.
Not good at all. Truworths was part of that, but you said this morning that was an ex-dividend story, I think. Was that the case?
Yeah, the div was 250 and the share was down 260. So yeah, we'll give it to them. And at one point it was a bit less, and then that one probably performed better than the other retailers then.
Greg Davis has a red crystal on his desk, and this whole thing started on Monday, and I was talking to him about this, and he said, well, the crystal is saying that Aspen Pharmacare has the potential to go from 100 to 120. At the time, it was around about 100, and yesterday it rallied at one point around about 16%, getting close to that 120. Yesterday's tip was Sibanye, and here it is, Greg. Sibanye, 5.75% higher to 14.93. This is starting to get quite serious with your predictions.
It is right. And then one obviously doesn't. I mean, I've got two right so far, I would say.
Two out of two.
But nervous for the third one because, you know, once you've learned a new trick, you know, trying to do it the third time is often.
But Greg, you mustn't push
dangerous.
It. Don't force it. Go away. Take the money off the table. And then if you feel a good, strong vibration from the crystal, that's absolutely fine. On the other top five major moves from sharenet.co.za, Exxaro up nearly 5%. Vivo, forget about that. Implats up 4.25%. MC Group, MultiChoice, up 3.2%. Any stories behind those things?
Yeah, well, I mean, Exxaro, I think, is due to report tomorrow. So, I mean, the share price up 4%. That's interesting. We'll look forward to seeing those numbers. There was a report, I think, from Standard Bank, which is quite bullish. That might have encouraged some of the buyers. That MultiChoice is a head scratcher as well, because after it unbundled out of a NASPAS, it fell below 100 Rand, it was in the 90s, and rallied to 120, closed 118.78. It may be a factor of the funds which have to track the all-share index are forced to buy it. I think it's a rebalancing at the closeout next week on Thursday. So that may have caused some technical buying, but yeah, that's perplexed the market a little bit. Some of our traders trying to short that share and finding your life a little bit difficult.
Let me just update. I've just refreshed my screen, so I'm going to update the top five major moves from ShareNet. Exxaro nearly 5% higher. Sibanye 4.5% to the good. Vivo up 4.25%. Implats up 3.25%. Harmony up 2.5%. On the downside, Greg, Libhold 5.1%. Mr. Price 5%. Absag down 4.4%. Kumba Iron Ore 4.1% and Brait down 4.1%. Again, choose a story from those five.
Yeah, well, I mean, we've covered Mr. Price, I suppose, already with that conference. The Libhold is a story again of the insurance space, that being under pressure. And I suppose they looked at, well, if all the others are falling, we might as well start selling this one as well. So it's just falling in line with the, you know, the sun lumps and so on.
Greg, thanks so much for your analysis, as always. That's Greg Davies. That was the 5 o'clock shadow. Greg is the chief trader at Kratos Capital, and that podcast was proudly brought to you by ShareNet.co.za.